It's time now for the sunny side of sports with Sunny Young. And happy Monday, Sunny.
Happy Monday to you, Kim.
Well, Sunny, I understand you're beginning with African Athletics.
Kim, our starting line on the sunny side of sports is African Athletics. Ethiopian star Kenenisa Bekele, the world record holder at both 5,000 meters and 10,000 meters, has withdrawn from next month's London Marathon because of a right Achilles tendon injury. London organizers released a statement from Kenenisa on Monday. He says he had to pull out of the big race in the British capital because of problems he had while running the Dubai Marathon in January. Kenenisa says he desperately wanted to run in London on April 26th, but the Achilles injury has not healed sufficiently for him to compete against such a great field. And it's definitely a great field. The lineup features world record holder Dennis Kimetto, plus the second fastest marathon runner in history, fellow Kenyan Emmanuel Mutai. Organizers also announced Monday that another Kenyan star, Jeffrey Mutai, and Ethiopia's Asalefech Mergia have been added to the men's and women's elite fields for next month's race. Jeffrey Mutai, no relation to Emmanuel Mutai, has won the New York City Marathon twice in recent years, as well as the 2011 Boston Marathon. For her part, Asalefech Mergia returned from pregnancy to win the women's race at the lucrative Dubai Marathon in January for a record third time. Joining us now with more African athletic news is Mark Ouma. And Mark begins with an African sweep of the men's and women's titles at a marathon in South Korea.
Wilson Loyanale and Ethiopian Guteni Shona won the men's and women's contests respectively at the Seoul International Marathon in the South Korean capital on Sunday. Elsewhere, Ugandan Timothy Ayeko and Ethiopian Bitukan Fente Alemu triumphed in the men's and women's races at the IWF Cross Country Permit meet in Antrim, Northern Ireland on Saturday, while Kenyan 800-meter Olympic champion and world record holder David Rudisha won his first two-lap race of the year in 1 minute and 45.01 seconds at the Sydney Track Classic in Australia on Saturday. Kenya's Magdalene Masai prevailed in the women's 5,000 meters.
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Yes, my friend.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. It will keep on the sunny side of life.
Voice of America.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the sunny side of sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
African golf news now on the Voice of America. A local favorite has won the Shwane Open tournament in South Africa's political capital, Pretoria. Reporter Mark Tompkins tells us more.
George Kutsia is the Shwane Open champion after a final round at 65 took him onto 14 under par and victory by a shot from fellow South African Jack Blau, who'd earlier posted an excellent clubhouse target of 13 under par after a final round 61, the lowest round of the week. Dean Burmester, Tjaart van der Vaart and Craig Lee were all in a tie for third on 9 under par, but this was all about Kutsia playing on his home course. The turning point came on the 17th when he picked up a birdie 3 to go to 14 under and a steady par on the last. A cheers from the gallery saw him lift the trophy.
No, it feels great.
Yeah, it's hard to describe with words, but I mean, this is my home club, and obviously having all my friends and family and all the members out here supporting me, it's a lot of extra pressure, but I decided to kind of turn it into kind of a momentum thing. And in the end, it worked out beautifully, and I'm really happy.
And it's one that will stick in the memory banks for a very long time, the fact you've won it on this course as well.
Yes, yeah, I mean, I was very, very excited when they said... Yeah, so obviously.
There's more of that to come.
It's actually funny because we had a barbecue, me and Adrian and Basil and Mike Eddy on Monday at my dad's house. And it was nice to kind of compete with him as well. I don't know what he finished, but I knew he was up there most of the day. But yeah, obviously winning at my home club, nothing beats it.
Yeah, Jacques Blau posted a great target as well and made you work very hard, didn't you, in the latter stages of the round as well?
I've been trying to figure it out the whole day. Like, I saw Jock was on 12 with one hole to go, and I was like, no, okay, that's fine. 12 we can manage. I just got to play well, you know. And usually if you see a guy post a number, it's always really difficult to kind of beat that number. You're always either tired or just finish below it. But luckily today I said, you know, it's not the end of the world if I don't beat him. I mean, I'm going to go play, and I'm going to go play my best, and hopefully I'll match the number or beat the number. But playing the back nine, I always thought, like, 17, that's going to be the one. That's why I've got to make birdie on 17, so take a bit of pressure off the 18th and obviously give myself a cushion. But obviously I had to par all the other holes, but that chip on 17 is, I guess, I've hit that shot before.
That's South African golfer George Coetzee, the 2015 Swanee Open champion. And thanks to Mark Tompkins for that report from Pretoria. And I'm guessing George got doused with some celebratory liquid during that interview. The African football chief has given high marks to Senegal for its staging of the African Under-20 Championship. The VOA's Nightline Africa sportsman, Shegun Dot on the spot at Adeyemi, reports.
Good evening, Africa. President Issa Hayatou of African Soccer's governing body, CAF, has hailed Senegal over its organization of the African Under-20 Championship. Speaking after a meeting with Senegal's President Macky Sall, Hayatou said without mincing words, what Senegal has done is worthy of praise. They did not only organize it well, but also built new infrastructure that allowed the CAF and the country to organize this event, which is very important to the youth of our continent, he said. In a related development, Senegal is set to replace the Democratic Republic of Congo, or DR Congo, as host of the 2015 edition of the African Under-23 Championship. Senegal accepted a request from CAF to host the competition in December. The tournament also doubles as the qualifiers for the football events of the 2016 Olympics. DR Congo withdrew as host because of the country's general elections next year. Away from the African Football Championships now, Clive Barker, the most successful coach of South Africa, was fired on Friday as boss of struggling Premiership club Mpumalanga Black Aces. The club, which is based in the northeastern city of Nelspruit, has recorded no victory in 8 league matches, taking just 3 points from a possible 24. A 2-1 midweek loss to Ajax Cape Town left Aces only 1 point above the relegation zone. The club's technical director, Jacob Sakala, takes over from the 70-year-old Barker, who has been offered an unspecified role at the club. Barker coached host South Africa to the 1996 Africa Cup of Nations title, just 5 years after the country was readmitted to international football, following decades of apartheid-induced isolation.
Arise and shine, Bafana Bafana, arise and shine. Let your victory be enshrined in the great annals of soccer. Tackle them and leave them dizzy. It tackled them and leave them mesmerized. Shine, Bafana Bafana, shine. Hola, Bafana Bafana. Hola, Bafana Bafana. Bafana Bafana. Bafana Bafana.
Bafana Bafana also qualified for the 1998 World Cup under Barker, but he did not make it to the finals, having been sacked following a poor Confederations Cup showing. In other news, Russia is planning an international anti-racism summit this year to try and get on top of the problem before hosting the 2018 World Cup. The conference is a response to a report which detailed more than 200 cases of discriminatory behavior linked to Russian soccer over the past 2 years. Finally, the Brazilian city of Sao Paulo may not host football games for the 2016 Olympics. This is because of the high cost involved in the competition, city officials said. South America's biggest city had been considered a sure bet as one of the football host cities for the 2016 Rio Games. But officials now say they will have to analyze the list of requirements for the tournament to see if it would be possible to participate. FIFA's Olympic Organizing Committee will meet in Zurich, Switzerland next week to discuss the issue and possibly make a recommendation. Football is the only Olympic competition that will be played outside of Rio. There is a need for several host cities because the tournament is played with 16 nations in the men's side and 12 in the women's. The competition will be extra special for Brazil's national team as it is the only significant football tournament it has never won. Thanks so much for listening. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Segun Adeyemi in Lagos.
Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny, and my Twitter handle is at VOA Sunny Sports. I received a tweet today from Ekpe Ukpe, who said simply, "Happy Monday, Sunny." And on that note, happy Monday to all our Voice of America listeners. I'm VOA Sunny Young, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.